Arios per Gilmish to base 3:2. What happens if Kohen Mashiach Sha'avar Mashichoso? You had a Kohen Gadol who was functioning as a Kohen Gadol, but then he stops playing that role. Meaning again, he got a Mum Kavua, he became Tameh, he is too old to serve. Va'achar Kachata. And then while he's no longer the functioning Kohen Gadol, he did an Aveira for which he'd have to bring, if he were the functioning Kohen Gadol, a Par Kohen Mashiach, and again he rules for himself and he follows his ruling for a veir for which the penalty is a chatas kavua. V'chein hanasi sha'avar magdula sova achar kach chata. Same goes if you have a king who did an aveira, that is no longer functioning as the king, and now as a regular person he does a chait and an isra that obligates the bringing of a chatas. So then Kohen Mashiach may be par. The Kohen Mashiach still brings the par, the bull of the Kohen Mashiach, because once a Kohen Gadol, essentially always a Kohen Gadol, he doesn't lose his sanctity, even if he's only functioning as the Kohen Gadol. Whereas the king, there's no such thing as like Kedushas HaMelech, like there's a invested sanctity of the king, and therefore once he's no longer the king, he's a regular person. V'nasi kehediot, and therefore the Nasi, the king, brings the same chatas that a regular person would bring, namely a female goat or sheep. Now, if you read the Mishnah carefully, something's a little strange here. The word v'chein is very misleading. V'chein means the same principle applies, where in fact, if you look at the Mishnah, you'll see Kohen Gadol brings the usual, whereas the king, who's only a king, brings a different. So there's no v'chein, they're not similar at all. The Tosfos HaRush asks this, and he answers the reason it says that v'chein is just to parallel the previous Mishnah for the sake of memorization, but in any case, don't take that v'chein too seriously. There's obviously a world of difference.